So Srila Prabhupada says that we should be pessimistic about this world so that we can attain Krishna's abode. Otherwise, if we are optimistic, then we will have to stay here. Yes, there are in scripture multiple levels at which discussions are made. So for example, we see in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about Karma Yoga, then he talks about Jnana Yoga, then he talks about Bhakti Yoga. So, say a parent has two children, and one of them is a brilliant child, gets 90% marks. The other is a mediocre child, barely, sometimes fails, gets 30%. Today both of them have come and both of them got 60%. So now, the 30% child, the parent will say, very good, shabash. And the 90% child, badmash, what did you do? The child may say, are, both of us got 60%. Why are you praising him and chastising me? And for you, from 90% is down to 60%. That is bad. For 30% to 60% is up. So like that, you know, what applies, the instruction that applies at one level may not apply at another level. So in general, in this world, there are people with different attitudes. So if a person is too enamored by hopes and fantasies of enjoying life in this world, then it is told, be pessimistic. What is there ultimately? We are all going to go old. We are all going to get diseased. We are going to die. Nothing is going to stay with us. So if a person is too infatuated with hopes of enjoying the world, at that time, pessimism is, then we have to give a due dose of pessimism at that time. It's actually not pessimism, it's realism. It's a reality. You just have to make people aware of reality. But at the same time, if somebody is too fearful all the time, that fearfulness can be paralyzing. And at that time, person has to, don't live in fear like this. Now come out and live intelligently. Live intelligently. If a person who is constantly fearful, if we tell them about all the problems that are there in this world, it's like, I'll give a simple example. You know, if somebody has, if say we go to meet someone, in their family somebody has passed away. Now, at that time, what is the message that we give them? You should tell them, actually the soul is eternal, your loved one is there somewhere else, and then, you know, by doing spiritual activities, you can still benefit them. There's no need to grieve. Because it's not that they are destroyed. They exist somewhere else. We have to give a message of hope at that time. And that's what Arjuna does to Abhimanyu. Krishna does to Arjuna when Abhimanyu passes away. Now suppose at that time when somebody is grieving and their relative has passed away, tell them, actually, you know, all your relatives are going to die. And all relations are temporary. You are grieving about one person, the same grief is going to come again and again and again to you. So you will actually end up doing violence at that time. Isn't it? So preaching means, it is said that preaching means we have to afflict the comforted and comfort the afflicted. That means if somebody is thinking, oh, life is wonderful, tell them, actually, what do you think wonderful? Everything is temporary. We have to comfort the afflicted. We have to afflict the comforted. If somebody is very complacent, we tell them about the reality of life. But if somebody is already miserable, at that time, we don't have to increase their misery. We have to comfort the afflicted. In the Bhagavatam, just as a balance of this, the third canto, it is said that there's a verse which says that the devotees of the Lord travel around the world reassuring people about fearlessness in the shelter of the Lord. So people are fearful in this world. And what do the devotees do? Devotees reassure them about fearlessness. So now, here there's a different perspective. A devotee's role at different times will be different. So at many times we have to assure people about fearlessness. So pessimism is good in the sense that if it inspires us towards bhakti. But pessimism, if it discourages bhakti also. See, and we can't just as devotees, we can't separate rigidly the material and spiritual life. If a person is very pessimistic about their job, pessimistic about their family life, pessimistic about all the things, well, that de-energizes them. And we cannot, if we have certain responsibilities, we can't just give them up. Srila Prabhupada, he said that one should not be saying over him, should be pessimistic. But then Prabhupada did his family responsibilities. No. And he was very resourceful in doing them. Now, when his business in Calcutta did not work out, he started another in Mumbai. When it didn't start in Mumbai, he went to Prayag. He was doing a lot of things. If Prabhupada had been simply pessimistic, how would he have been able to go to America? So, pessimism is, we ultimately have to see anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjana. What is favorable for our bhakti and what is unfavorable for our bhakti? So, if a constant fearful attitude, we see, cultivate that and we find that is unfavorable for our bhakti. Habitual pessimism is unfavorable for our bhakti. Then we have to give it up. Sometimes, an unrealistic optimism about material life, that can be unfavorable for our bhakti. So, we have to see what is favorable for our bhakti and cultivate the appropriate attitude. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?